So now we're going to convene the Sullivan County Infrastructure Local Development Corporation meeting. And Julio, could you do a roll call, please?
Yes, Ms. Love.
Here.
Present, Mr. Siegel.
Here.
Mr. Siegel's present, Mr. Sykes.
Here.
Present, Ms. Roig.
Here.
Ms. Roig is present, Mr. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Smith is present, Mr. Gunther, Mr. Fleischman, and Mr. Brooks are absent.
Okay, so I'm going to look at this now. We have bills and communications. Is there anything in the packet? I'm just scrolling again just to make sure I don't miss something this time.
There is. There's two invoices from MuniCap.
Yep, I see that for 712 total. Okay, can I have a motion to approve the bills and communications?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Ed. Second?
I'll second it.
I'll second it, Scott.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Moving on to new business, we also have the audit report for the LDC. Linda, back to you.
Okay, so again, for the record, I want to thank Jennifer and Julio for their help in completing the audit this year. I also wanted to note that this audit was done completely remotely, which does impact how we conduct the audit and its time it takes. So then I'm going to direct you to our audit opinion, which states that your financial statements are fairly stated in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. There is an emphasis of a matter with regard to the COVID pandemic, and the financial statements presentation has changed this year, that it's now comparative. Again, call your attention to the management's discussion and analysis, which is on pages 3 through 5, which gives you an overview of the statement of net position and the statement of activities with commentary by management. I think one of the most significant things is the increase in service fee revenue, which is predicated by the fact that in 2020 was the first year that there was principal payments made on the bonded debt. And the other contributing factor was that in 2020, a significant amount of unspent bond proceeds was used to pay down, pay the interest in 2020. I believe it was $80,000 used unspent proceeds as opposed to almost $3.7 million the year before. So that predicated the service fees increase. It affected also in a small way the operating loss. The operating loss was almost $9 million. The year before it was $8.9 million. I think going forward, we're going to see your service fee revenue is going to be comparable because most of the unspent bond proceeds have been used. In the financial statements themselves go from pages 6 through 8. The total assets were $92 million versus $95 million. The most significant reason for that is the depreciation that's recorded on the infrastructure assets. The total liabilities went down, were $110 million in 2019, went to $108 million, obviously as a result of the bond payment. It's the most significant thing. Your accrued interest liability also went down and will continue to decrease as the principal decreases. The total net position, actually, the deficit went up from $14.7 million to $16.5 million, and that's primarily depended on the interest expense and on your depreciation that's recorded. The statement of activity shows you on a comparative basis the results for the year. The change in that position was a negative 6.9 million in 2019 versus 1.7 million. And again, that's because the service fees were much less because they were able to use unspent bond proceeds. But your interest expense was nearly the same. So for 2019, it was a much greater loss. 2020 is more typical of the years going forward. And page 8 is the cash flow. And that also will show you there was a decrease in 2019 of $15 million in cash. And that was also a result of construction completion in 2019. Whereas in 2020, we had the most significant thing was the bond principal and interest payment. So the use of overall decrease in cash was only $70,000. And that's total cash. That includes not only your bank accounts, but the investment accounts that are held for your debt. Following that are the notes to the financial statements. Again, these give you explanations of the various assets and liabilities, including an outline of the debt payments going forward, including the principal and interest. And finally, in the report, we include the report on compliance required by government auditing standards, and we have no findings to report at the LDC. And the only management suggestion we have, which is contained in the board report, which is again recommending a fixed asset policy and having management take over doing the depreciation schedule. So that is our report for the LDC. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you, Linda. Does anyone have any questions on the report from Linda? Okay, hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
I'll make it.
Howard. Carol, second, I think.
I'll second it, yeah.
Your little box, the green outline on your box lit up, Carol, so I assumed that was your message to us that you were seconding. All in favor?
Signaling.
Exactly.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the audit report is approved. Jen, you want to talk to us about Paris reports?
Sure. Linda, do you want to talk about the board report for this one?
Well, I just briefly did. The only thing that's there is the capital policy. Yes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we have no other suggestions. Thank you.
And the staff doing the depreciation.
Right.
I've heard that a few times now, obviously 3 times. So is that something we are able to do?
I think so. I think, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Jen, how about the Paris report?
So I don't have anything in particular to point out in the Paris report. The bond information and the financial information in the Paris report comes from, the financial information comes from the audit report. And again, there's no project information other than the infrastructure revenue bonds to report in this Paris. So there's nothing in particular to point out. If you have questions, though, please let me know.
And these will get filed. When are they due? Today?
Today.
By the end of the day? Okay. So Jen and everyone are going to be busy the rest of the day. But thanks for all the hard work you put in to get all of this done. If any of you have scrolled through it, which I hope you have, it is just an immense amount of information. One of the things, by the way, Linda, I want to say that I found very helpful was your listing of all the projects in one place and comparing them year over year. I thought that was a very helpful exhibit.
Great.
And thanks to staff. I know you guys had to pull a lot together, Debbie, Julio, Jen, everyone, to make Linda be able to do that report. So
yeah, absolutely.
So thank you all for doing that. Okay, so we have, did we do a motion to approve that? I guess.
No.
We didn't. Okay, so we need a motion to approve the filing of the Paris report.
I'll move it.
Thank you, Ed.
Second, Scott.
Scott, second. All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, so now the Paris reports will get filed this afternoon. The last order of business that we have is to do the same thing we just did in the last meeting, that John Kiefer will be serving as CEO of the Local Development Corp, and we would ask the board to affirm his appointment as CEO in that role. And could we have a motion to approve that?
Motion.
Thank you, Scott. Second?
I'll second.
Ed, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Is there any other new business to come before the LDC?
Are we going to go back into the IDA?
No.
No, we closed out the IDA. Is there something we need to do, Howard?
Well, I just wanted, I had an employment discussion, but I guess we can do that at the next board meeting.
Okay. Let me go to public comment on the LDC. Is there any member of the public left? I'm not seeing anyone. Joe Abraham, are you gone?
Even the newspaper got bored.
Okay, so no public comments. I have a motion to adjourn the LDC meeting.
Howard,
second by Carol. I'm jumping the gun. That was Carol. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, so we're adjourned. Howard, is it something?